Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, so our assignment from yesterday was, what is the nicest thing you say about yourself? Record and listen. And here's our first caller. You are now live on the air.
Ooh. Ashwini, you're a little underwater.
Okay. Is that better?
There you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello, Sherry. Hello, Ashwini. Hello, Sherry. That's Brian from Detroit.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah, you're both loud and clear from where I'm at.
I think good.
I think, you know, there's a lot of nice things. I started making recordings when I very first went to the There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat, which was a long time ago, actually. But I think it's more of one of the nicest things that I do for myself every day, and it's more of a sense that I'm really capable of being my own experience.
Uh-huh.
And I have a recording of that. But it's more like a feeling. It's more like a different state of being for me.
Uh-huh.
And I really appreciate that so much, because it means no matter what happens, I'm just there with it, and whatever's happening is happening. And yet, inside, I know I'm just totally capable of being there.
Yes. So we could add, although it's a little twist from what you're saying, but we could say, what you know is that you're really there with you.
Yeah, well said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not isolated from the experience or myself.
Yes.
You're
equal to it. You're equal to all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes under the heading like I belong, and I am part of things, and that's the way it should be. And it's kind of like a real different way of living, because I didn't grow up that way. I grew up really isolated from experiences, from being there with them.
So
that is absolutely the nicest thing that I can remind myself, which I do every day when I get up, is that I'm like totally capable of having today.
Yes, having it, loving it, enjoying it, receiving it, offering it, being the essential part of everything that you are. This cell in the body of the Buddha that we call Brian, and without that cell, the body would be lacking. So it's wonderful to claim that place.
Yeah, it's a different there's a different feeling in life. When I'm in that place, there's a different, like everything just seems more electric and more alive, and I have this like overwhelming sense of just joy and gratitude about being here, and then I just do the next thing, and it doesn't feel particularly special. It just feels like, isn't this like great? I don't know.
Right. It's funny, isn't it? Because with the way you're describing it, what we realize is, the most extraordinary thing in the world is completely ordinary.
Right? Yes. Yeah. The only miracle is that everything is a miracle.
Yes.
and if you're looking for something outside of that, it's going to take you a long time to find anything, because I think that's it.
Yeah.
Every single little thing. It's just like, wow, look at this. If I'm here for it. Yeah.
Yeah, when we're here for it, exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. How lovely, Sherry, that the nicest thing that we can say. Yes, exactly. The nicest thing we can say about ourselves is that we can be in our lives alive and present to it.
Yeah.
Because we do practice.
Yeah. And really knowing it and enjoying it, that the thing that I was seeing as Brian was talking is that for ego to try to claim the place that Brian is describing, we would see that as arrogant. And it does try to do that. It does try to make itself the center of the entire universe and the most important thing and the most special. And when we have the experience that Brian is talking about, we realize we are the center of the universe, and it is absolutely the most special thing, and it is true for everyone and everything in existence. Everything is exactly that same special.
Everything is exactly that same special. That interconnectedness,
yes.
That interconnectedness is a felt experience. All right.
Causes grins,
exactly. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hey. Let's see. Yeah, I have been kind of following along and doing the exercises as I listen to the show, and I can see how great these questions are, so I'm making a out loud commitment to go back and do them and for real on paper and on the recording.
Because you want to. What, right, Monica? Because
yeah.
You want to. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's such an important distinction, isn't it? Not because you should or it'll make you a good person or a bad person if you don't, but just because you want to. You don't want to miss out on the experience. They're great questions. You want to have your own experience of them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was listening yesterday to the show, I'm still like 24 hours later. I can't think of any nice things that people say about me. And even that in itself is like, I really have to do these questions because I'm sure that's not true. I'm not believing that it's true, that there's nothing good about me, but I can't think of anything outside of like physical compliments. And I find that fascinating how, and then I can always think of the, you know, the worst things are pretty,
right
pretty
there.
Front and center. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no problem.
Yeah.
Just make an endless list. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for yesterday's, I think what I just thought or what just came up was just tenacity. The nicest thing I can say about myself is that I keep showing up.
Yeah, you don't give up on her.
No, no. And that's, actually when you reflected that, I felt some emotion that, at first I was thinking, well, that's not a very nice thing to say, but that really is, that not giving up is
well,
maybe
the
nicest thing I
can
do.
The thing about it is, Monica, what it proves is that you know who she is.
Yeah.
That's why you don't give up. Because in spite of all that crapola that you're being told all the time, you know that's not true about her. You know that's not who she is.
Yeah.
I project. And that's what you keep fighting for.
Yeah, it makes me think of that John O'Donohue poem that was on one of the retreats about, like, sensing the soul that you can't touch or something like that. I really, that's what's coming to mind when you're saying that. Just knowing, even with all the other stuff, there's always been this, knowing that there's something else.
And
that
I'll bet
it's not
you
true,
anything,
or...
if we stop for just a minute and put her on the spot, I bet Ashwini can recite for you what you're the lines that you're wondering about. Let's
yeah,
put her on the spot.
Yeah, I won't
you.
Take that bet because I know you're right. Come on, Ashwini.
Although it's been a long time since that was in that retreat. Oh, she's not answering us.
I hear breathing.
I do too. You don't have to. You can tell us tomorrow, Ashwini.
I will. I'll see if I can remember which one it is.
All right, if you get it before the show is over.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mom.
It's about that. It's kind of the journey. It's like the seeing. It's a poem about how you see the unseen, even though you're not seeing it. Like this longing for the love that you know is there, but you can't experience or something.
Can't quite
and it's
touch
just
it.
About the journey of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a variation on what you're seeking is causing you to seek, right?
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That you feel, you know, you have such a strong sense of home, and that's what's guiding you home.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was maybe in the precepts retreat, and it was about, it had a home thing. Anyway, I'm getting off topic, but yes, that's what I wanted to say about this exercise, and I'm super grateful for everyone who is doing the exercises and talking about them
and helping you realize that you
want
to do that for you too.
Exactly, because it would have been really easy to just not do them, but to hear people talk about it is like, oh my God, this is so great. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sherry.
All right, thank you, Monica.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Monica. And Sherry, the thing that is so, it's the line from one of those songs that I think was written about our practice. What name would you claim? Will you rise for your entrance? That there's so much of our experience of ourselves is based on the self-hating conversation, that there isn't a way for us to get in touch with all that is, all that authenticity that is so beautiful and so wonderful and lives this life with such a level of, I mean, just lives this life. And I think
with
that
grace and beauty.
Yeah, the reference point happens to be that self-hating conversation, which is why we can't find anything good to say about ourselves, because we've never cultivated that ability to look for what is true.
Yes.
And
yes,
we never forget that that's the experience of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, just the way you phrased that, excuse me again, just a sec. I got excited and choked myself. We're taught as children that to have a good opinion of ourselves is arrogant.
Yes.
And so just to simply to acknowledge what is so, what is absolutely true about us as human incarnations is taken away from us. And what we're told is that to be modest, we have to live in a conversation of self-hatred, or we have to choose to be arrogant and pushy and all of those kinds of things. So it's kind of a plot to take us away from what we authentically are.
Mm-hmm. And here's the poem. In out-of-the-way places of the heart where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. From a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness grow inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered, heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondered, would you always live like this? Then the delight when your courage kindled and out you stepped into new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not clear, you can trust the promise of this opening, unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning. That is one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure, hold nothing back, learn to find ease in risk. Soon you will be home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you.
Oof. Wow. Kind of captures it, doesn't it?
It does.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
All right, next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. Hi, Ashwini, and hi, Sherry.
Hi there.
It's Karen from,
Hello.
Yeah.
From Chico.
Anyway, the process of getting out on the call, and so I think I missed the first speaker, perhaps. And I fully was going to be on the call this morning, and somehow I got distracted in the house and decided to get on the call and put myself in the queue. And I did do this assignment. And the thing that came up for me was she's a really good person. That was the nicest thing, you know, that's the nicest thing that I would hear internally about Karen.
Uh-huh.
And I loved just hearing the, you know, like, I'm going to add what you just told the previous caller. She never gives up on herself. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's mm-hmm. this, you know, there's always this, you know, there's a sometimes some drifting that happens, you know, getting distracted in the world by content and all that. And then, but there's always this, always this pull continually, like, okay, you know, I really want to do this assignment. There was a sitting down and doing it. And I don't know, it's just that, just continually wanting to show up
mm-hmm.
and be here with you mm-hmm. all, basically.
mm-hmm. And to choose that goodness, that I just love the unconditional nature of that. It doesn't matter. You get distracted. You get pulled off into things. Stuff happens. Self-hate
yeah.
hammers. All this, you know, yeah, okay. You're never going to meet ego standards. Okay.
Yeah.
You're a really good person. Who cares about all that other stuff?
Yeah.
If we just get to that, right?
Yeah.
That thing that we talk about periodically, that our goodness is established. If we don't have to try to get it. It's what we are. We're just trying, as both Brian and Monica were pointing at, just to return to it, to live from it, to choose it on it, to remind ourselves on a moment by moment basis that is what is so about us.
Yeah, and I just love hearing what you said about returning to it, because distractions can often be, you know, they seem legitimate but it was in a distracted way. Like, you know, she was out feeding a feral kitty. You know, it's not like mm-hmm. she was out doing terrible things in the world. She was out doing a kindness for a little being. And, you know, and the timing was a distracted part.
Well, sometimes that's the case.
Yeah.
Right? So there's the show that you love, that with the people that you love, and there's the little kitty who's hungry. Now, you could go be with the show for half an hour, but then what if the kitty's not there when you come back out? And then the kitty went hungry, right? So I don't think there's any kind of contest element to life. To the life that animates us, that says, okay, and I know a lot of people have been raised with this kind of conditioning. Okay, here's a choice. Now, make the right choice. If you make the right choice, you're a good person. If not, you're a bad person. As long as we're in that realm, we're always going to make the wrong choice, because that's how the game is set up.
Yeah.
But life is not. I mean, what difference does it make?
It reminds me of one time when I was at the monastery and I was late for meditation, but it was because I was recording and listening. and then meditation went out of my awareness, you know, that
yes.
the time went out of my awareness.
Yes.
And
yes.
it was like, so to arrive late and just go, you know, it's like, it's all good. It's all from a place of goodness.
Yes.
It's just that she gets distracted, you
yeah.
know, or I get distracted
yeah.
or,
yeah.
And
yes,
it's always been
yes.
that way. And,
and nobody stood up and said,
no,
awful, horrible person, awful, horrible person. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so anyway, I just so glad that I, you know, I didn't let the distraction of that, of conditioning talk me out of calling in. I think I was
yeah.
3 minutes late or 4 minutes
yeah.
late on the call and just said, oh my gosh, okay, I'm not even going to indulge that conversation. I'm just going to call in and I'm going to
that's right.
just,
start
you know,
dialing.
Be here. Yeah.
Yep.
That's anyway,
right.
thank you.
All right.
Well, thank
I'm glad you,
both. You
did and I'm glad you are.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Karen. Two things dropped in about that, Sherry. One, that the quality of goodness that we're looking at here is not conditional on content, right?
Mm-hmm.
So goodness,
mm-hmm.
whether you're feeding a kitty or listening to the show, is the same. It's not
yeah.
depend. There's no hierarchy of what's
yeah.
more good, right? That's what
right.
I think the condition process does not allow us to see, that suchness is independent of the action
conditions.
Or the content or
right.
conditions, because we're
mm-hmm.
accessing that goodness from, as long as we're in that goodness from which we're doing something, that goodness is that goodness. And even if it's unskillful or distracted or whatever, the
mm-hmm.
goodness doesn't get altered, right?
right?
Mm-hmm. And there is no differentiation in the quality of the goodness in the action that's performed.
Yes, and I think that the opportunity we have in the kind of situation, well, for Monica not actually sitting down doing the exercises, or the one Karen describes of recording and listening and losing sight of meditation, what we have there, I think, is an opportunity to see how we are with ourselves.
Yes.
Will we be unconditionally loving toward a human being in the sentence there? Will we choose unconditional love, or will we go with ego and judgment and
mm-hmm.
criticism and punishment and that sort of thing? And that's our opportunity, not to
mm-hmm.
get caught up in the content of it, but how am I going to be?
Yeah. Yeah, how am I going to be with this person? That is
mm-hmm.
am I going to listen to self-hate, beat her up? Am I going to
mm-hmm.
let self-hate beat her up, or am I going to see to hold that embrace and unconditional love and acceptance? And
mm-hmm.
and I think yes, it is the opportunity. And you know, there's just such a way in which we're programmed to look for what's wrong with us, not what we appreciate
yeah.
about the person. And that again
mm-hmm.
is the opportunity, which is every place where a mistake within quotes is made or the voice judges, is there a way to look for, to train ourselves to appreciate what it is that
mm-hmm.
life is?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, in that, so the voice comes in and says, you know, you blah, 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 blah. And I feel bad. Well, why do I feel bad? Because I actually am a good person who is disappointed that that happened. If I weren't a good person, I wouldn't feel bad.
Yes.
So right there in the very thing ego is doing to us is the proof of what we are.
Exactly. And that was the second thing that dropped in, which is our being a good person is not related to being late for meditation or getting on the call. That's what got put together. You're a good person
mm-hmm.
if you do these things. But being
mm-hmm.
a good person is actually independent of whether or not
yes.
of the content. right? Mm-hmm. That's why mm-hmm. I can be with that person's goodness, because it doesn't get altered by her action. And anything mm-hmm. unskillful could be something she could be assisted with. But there's no mm-hmm. condemnation that it's about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Here's our next caller. I believe we have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jan in California.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. What I've so appreciated about, noticed and appreciated about this assignment is sort of wondering, why is it that I have to look so hard, that it isn't right there,
mm-hmm.
the answer to mm-hmm. that question? And because I know at mm-hmm. times there it has been right there. And so in listening to everybody else's responses and looking at that process for myself, remembering that what I have done in the past at certain times is at the end of every day acknowledge that goodness whether it be through tasks or my, you know, frame of mind, mm-hmm. whatever it is, and that's what I want to go back to. So I'm just so appreciating that the assignment took me to that knowing that others have referenced it, that it's there, but it needs to be acknowledged just like everything else.
Yeah.
It needs to be acknowledged on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah. I was indulging.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I was indulging one of my obsessions recently, which is brain pickings. I've mentioned it every chance I get because I hope everybody will become obsessed with it. And the article that she was writing was she had found particularly writers talking about their schedule, how they schedule their life when writing is their work. And the constant from it was, I sit down and I read over what I did yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was reminded of that when you said that, that it's a focusing, right? It's a bringing, so life is going on. So yesterday I wrote, blah, 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 whatever I did. I was immersed in that and I did that. And then life went on and I lost sight of that. And so I want to get to what is true and real for me. So I read what I did yesterday and it brings me back now to this present moment, to the place that I want to work from. It's very practice, right? And that's what you're describing. So to do that practice of reminding yourself of what is true and real for you in your life, in spite of all of the stuff, and as a kind of as a protection against what the voices would do to you, because they would want you to forget.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? A protection. But what I love about that is just also reminding me that the scheduling of these things, I mean, without it being, you know, hard and fast, but that the intent is there, at least for me, what it had been in the past is at the end of the day, because I know what I know is that when I don't do it, that takeover is so much easier.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with the writers, you know, if they got up every day and decided to just start with where they are, that might be very fun and entertaining, but it's not going to produce a novel or it's not going to produce an article, right? Because there's no cohesiveness. And that's what we want. We want the cohesion of our lives to be a focus on presence and what is true and what is real, right? And so to me, when you go over that at night, you know, you recall your day and you know, what were the best parts of the day and what did you enjoy most and what do you feel best about, that sort of thing. And then you could even listen to it the next morning, right, as you start your day as a reminder of who you are and what's important to you and what kind of a life you live.
Yes, thank you. And
very good.
The last thing that dropped in when, as you were saying that, is just respect. That it's like the ultimate respect for this being, for that goodness.
Yes.
And wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. That is super helpful.
Yeah, yeah, go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Jen. And that brings us to the end of the show. Our assignment today is...
Go ahead. Our assignment today is...
What is the worst thing that self-hate says about you? Record and listen.
Not as fun. Before we go, Ashwini, I wanted to take just a minute, and I know you'll join me in this, in thanking Jen and Chris for taking over and doing such a great job in our absence. That's much appreciated.
Deep gusher.
Yeah, deep gusher. It is a great team for which we're grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an amazing thing, actually.
Yeah, and this whole Sangha thing, that it's just, you know, people just go right on doing the work and sharing it and showing up and supporting and guiding, and the wisdom just goes round and round, and we all continue to benefit. It's a glorious thing. So just wanted to add that to the mix. All right.
Yes.
Manana?
Thank you. Yes, manana.
Thank you. All right.
Take care, everybody.